So exciting to be here. You know, this is Debbie Beebe, and I'm in kind of sunny Southern California. And it's so wonderful hearing all across the world, you know, what the weather's like and to hear your cheery voices. So thank you for jumping on. Donna said something the other day about this call and how the man that put this call together, he didn't have to put this call together. But then now come into 2017, he didn't have to keep it going. And I think it's been going on for over 10 years. So he didn't have to. However, he realized, because of who he is, and that's just how he's made up, he realized that we all deserve to be connected. And that's what happens when we jump on these calls. We get to stay connected, not just in Isagenix business, not just in self-development, but we get to stay connected to each other. And it's kind of like a spiritual thing. It's kind of like at churches and synagogues and whatever you might believe, it's about congregating. It's like we all get to get together and fellowship together. And I just love that because it's extremely important in the business, and it's extremely important how we're building our relationships in our business, in our families, in our friends. So congregating is necessary. So I so appreciate these calls. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I appreciate the Isagenix Millionaire, the spirit of Isagenix, the heart of Isagenix, the prince of the prom, the entrepreneur, the self-developer, the master of belief in all of us, the master of breathing. I appreciate each and everything that he has done for each and every one of us. So please welcome to the call, Mr. Lenny Evans.
Oh, Debbie Beebe, I love you. I miss you. You're amazing. Thank you for all that. Ah, I'm just grinning ear to ear, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here with this. You said congregate. That's such a great verb, to congregate. And then and I love that, is to become a community, to become a people, to become a tribe. You know, there's all these different words, and I love, let's congregate. Yes, let's congregate into our community, and where we're all heard, and we're all voiced, and we're all important. And that's who we are, guys. Good morning. I'm so grateful that you're here this morning. What a beautiful, beautiful Thursday. And right before I do this breath and this drink, I just want to say that I'm calling it Thirsty Thursday because I'm cleansing, and it's a full-on cleanse. I'm cleansing with a brand new person that trusted me and enrolled in our company with me, and I'm going to do this whole 30-day with her. I went over, opened her box because I was on a call the other day that Debbie was talking about, and it was just so fun to go through everything right there, and now we're all cleansing today, and Kim Nally and Steve Barney, we're all cleansing, so thirsty Thursday, and you know what, guys, I really, truly, just as we right now take this breath together, I want you to think about this statement. You know I like to rhyme words, but still, I'm going to rhyme some words, but I want the words to stick, and I want you to, as you breathe, who's next? And here's the question. Statement is, friends, don't let friends not cleanse. So friends, don't let friends not cleanse. It's that simple, right? So who's the friend that you could reach out to? Because we have a technology that is blessing us on a deep level, and everybody deserves that blessing. So on three, let's take a big deep breath, and let's breathe in a friend that deserves this technology. So on three, let's breathe it in. One, two, three, breathe in. And just think of gratitude of a friend that this is like a taking a shower on the inside. Let that go. And we're sorting it sometimes. And so my drink right now is going to be my fourth little bottle of the cleanse drink because this is my second dose. Here we go, guys. Drink up. Because I got up at 5:30 a.m. and decided yesterday I was cleansing today. So I'm rocking this, and I love it, and I want you guys to remember, next time you dry the clothes, please, 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 next time you do laundry, and I know not all of you do laundry, and that's cool, and that's awesome, by the way, and some of us do laundry still, and I kind of find joy in doing laundry. I never did laundry, and so anyway, what I want to say real quick is check the lint in the dryer vent. I'm going to post some pictures today. And I'm going to talk about this cleansing technology that we have that everyone deserves to know because it's what makes us so unbelievably unique amongst all those other people all those other shake companies. I'm just saying, this cleanse technology is something so dramatically special. So look at the lint, and if there's any lint, think, do you cleanse that little, that filter every single time? Yes or no? And do you cleanse your bodies at least once a week? So anyway, guys, we have the greatest technology. I'm just so stoked about it. And now without further ado, we get this special privilege today of listening to someone who we don't normally hear on Thursday. She normally treats us with Tuesdays, but she is powerful. She's so powerful that her last name is the first part of that word, power. And I just love her. She's brilliant, and I always learn from her. I've got my notebook out, and I'm excited to learn from you, Donna. You, Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. Good morning. What an analogy. When you said that about the dryer and you're going to put out pictures, I went, oh, no. But then I understand. Yes, you're absolutely right about this. There is nothing like it. Thank you. I thought I
well,
didn't know.
Well, you know, I just want to say this, too. I was sharing with my person I just enrolled into our company about this technology, and I always tell that story. So I told the story about cleansing because we're excited about cleansing. I want to get them excited about the headaches. I wanted to have a little shout of joy for the headache. If you actually get a headache, it means it's working at the highest level. Like, get excited. You know, turn the old paradigms around right away. And I said that to her, and she goes, oh, no. She goes, I do it every time, but did you know you should be putting your dryer, the lint catcher, in the dishwasher and letting it steam because those particles are really what's bad and all that's catching all the fabric softener and all that stuff that's not good for us. Anyway, I don't want to go on a soapbox right now about how important this is, but, I mean, that just opened my eyes even more into this technology. We cannot not share this technology.
Well, it's a great analogy, and what you just said then, because it was so visceral to me, because I clean the lint in the dryer every time, and sometimes there's a lot of it, you know, and I had people come in and clean the dryer, but it's a great analogy when you're speaking about cleansing, because we can all relate to it. So fabulous, you know, fabulous comment. You know, I love this conversation because of this reason, because my call today, now I don't know whether my guest is on, because he thought he had to work, but I wanted to say something before he comes on, and then if he doesn't come on, I want to talk about what I'm going to say now. But having this conversation every morning, I can't remember who was speaking, but all of a sudden, this whole concept of the magic triangle just popped into my head. It was as clear as day. It was like, oh, that's it. And I want to talk about that. But I have a feeling he may be at work. So you may hear about it today. If not, you'll hear about it next Tuesday. Is Rael here? Okay. No, he's working. He's training. He trains in the morning on Tuesday and Thursday. Same person. And he, as you know, he brought in 14 people last week. And he trained on Rhonda's call yesterday, and it was pretty remarkable. And he talks, you know, this is not necessarily easy. It's simple, and it's not easy because we get to do it ourselves. We don't show up and have somebody beat us up to stay, work longer, and work harder, and just get this job done. No, we get to make it up as we go along and then hold ourselves to the discipline. And it's so much fun. One of the most remarkable things about a home-based business, and especially something like Isagenix, is the freedom it gives us to be, do, and have exactly what we want. And one of the most challenging things that we can do in our whole lives is to be, do, and have exactly what we want. It's like really difficult, but we do it because that's what we do. That's where we're growing into. And so the magic, I'm going to talk about this magic triangle. And if you're at home and you have a pencil and paper, I want you to just draw a triangle on your piece of paper. And if you're not at home, if you're in a car, I just want you to say, yeah, there's a magic triangle. And you'll see it real, it'll pop in real quickly. But remember what we've talked about? Our goals and how we don't chase them, we create them as we go along. We're not chasing our goals. We set our goals and we create them. So there's three parts of this. Number one, on the lower left-hand corner of the triangle is clarity. Write that there. And the lower right-hand corner, it wants you to write focus. And on the upper point, I want you to write gratitude. I'm going to talk a little bit about those because they all require. And on the middle, I want you to write an S and right below that an I because we're going to finish in that word there or that little phrase, S-I. Okay, clarity. You got to see your vision. You want to see where you're going. You want to make it clear. Hi, I'm going here. I'm putting it on my wall. I'm having it around me all the time, so I'm reminded in my subconscious that that's what you look for, guys, because most of the stuff is happening in our subconscious. You know, it's like, what do they say? It's, you know, only, you know, our subconscious is like the 8-year-old that's running the show. Everything goes like the 8-year-old wants it. But we want to put pictures of it. We want to put things that subconscious can remember. Keep clarity. We want to clear the decks. So we get clutter out of our way so that we don't have to, you know, step around. And I'm talking about emotional clutter, physical clutter, all the clutter. Just, boom, get clear. Oh, wow. And then as you start to move, you focus. You keep your mind on where you're going, okay? Yeah, just focus. It's real easy because then you start manifesting because you're manifesting whatever your mind is on. The fuel for all of this is gratitude. Oh, my gosh. There's something more than me that's doing this, that's working through me, that's allowing me. Call it the law of blooming. I think you know that I'm very eclectic about religion. So I have a deep relationship with my experience of God. But there's one that I used to tell, it's like, the gospel according to Isagenix, we come two by two. But we get a spiritual fuel. Whatever your spiritual fuel is, you plug in. And so those are things we need to accomplish our goals. But there's one other thing that those things came to me yesterday, and then so it was like, and then the other thing inside is something I heard many years ago from Abraham Hicks, and we've talked about this when we talked about putting a timer on. You can do anything for 20 minutes. You can do any, but don't do your body, your mind can't think more than 55 minutes. And SI means segment intending. You take things in segments. So I'm going to work for 20 minutes, or I'm going to work for 55 minutes. And my understanding is your mind can't focus on anything. It gets tired. And you want to take a little break, 5 minutes, walk around, and then go back. Boom. It's just like taking a nap in the afternoon. Boom. The brain needs that refuel. The segment intending. Oh, I'm going to be driving out to Santa Monica today. Oh, great. I see myself there. Clearly a parking place right in front and successfully, you know, safely, you know, and a clear path and the clearest way to Santa Monica. Boom, that's it. You know, that's my segment. Or I'm going to be making calls from this time to this time. I'm upbeat. I'm loving people. Everyone I meet, I'm excited, and I'm attracting amazing leaders. And if they're not ready to lead or if they're not ready to even try it yet, I love them and connect with them and it, with an intent to provoke their own blooming and appreciate who they are. I'm going to do that for 45 minutes now. I'm sitting down. That's my clarity. Okay, now I'm going to focus on that. And I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to do this and to be poured with this inspiration, to have all these calls and to be learning how to take back my life and be in charge, to be at cause in my life. Wow, I'm so grateful. So I'm going to intend, segment intending, boom. And then you take a little relief. And then you do it again. Oh, my gosh, I need some rest. I'm really tired. I'm going to take a nap. Let's see, I think I'll nap for 40 minutes this afternoon. Great. I'm going to put my phone on and put on airplane mode and put my alarm on and my little gong. It'll wake me up. And okay, but I'm going to go into the deepest, most relaxed state. And I'm going to imagine everything is already done. Oh, my gosh, I see the house I'm in. I see all my leaders. I see us all laughing. We're at the spa. and that's what we're doing, and then pretty soon and I'm tucking that into my subconscious mind, and I let my mind work on that as I zone out. And then bing, bing said, ah, clear segment intending. Wow, get up, walk around, do whatever you do. It's a practice. I mean, that's all I have to share. It was such a profound idea for me. I call it the magic triangle. Clarity, focus, gratitude, and segment intending. You're not chasing your goals. You are creating them moment by moment by moment. You get up in the morning and you put your mind on them and create them again. If you're out there chasing... Sometimes you got to run hard. Sometimes you got to be out there just like Rayal said on the call. There were times they left a six-figure income to come here, he and his wife. And there were times when they only had $5 in the bank. And they couldn't run both cards. They could only run one because they had to make sure. So guess what? He was running hard. Think how many people he had to talk to sign up 14 people in 1 week. This is a numbers game, but if we take it in little segments and we use get very clear and we keep our mind on it and have it be fun and we're filled with gratitude, bingo, it becomes easy, it becomes fun. And that's all I have to say, Lenny.
You, Donna, that is just beautiful. I mean, I'm just taking notes and I just love what my paper looks like here, my journal looks like, because... My triangle, it makes so much sense. I love the whole idea. I don't think I've ever heard those two words strung together, segment intending, but it makes so much logical sense, you know?
Ah,
beautiful.
At the very beginning of all of this, I've just been throwing away lots of things, and one was the whole tape set of the audio tapes that I listened over and over again to Abraham Hicks when they first came out many, many, many years ago. That was one of the phrases, so I have to... Segment intending, isn't it neat? Yeah.
Well, you know, like I've been doing a great deal of yoga recently, and you know, at the beginning of every yoga class, you set an intention. Mm-hmm. Every yoga teacher has you set an intention. That's exactly what you did for that hour. You set the intention, and a good yoga teacher brings you back to that intention two or three times during the class, and then sends you off with it through the shavasana. But that's what you're saying. You just chunk your day parts, and then each time set the intention, or in this case, get the clarity to focus and just be super grateful. I love this. Set the segment.
Isn't it great? The little combination of things. And like Bronda says, your calendar becomes your friend. That's what frees you.
Mm.
The calendar, not just getting busy and working. I'm a queen of that. Work. No. Let's get really clear. And anyway, good.
I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful thing. That was a beautiful teaching. Thank you for that. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you guys. And, you know, whether or not you're cleansing, you know, enjoy this beautiful day. I like the idea of Thursdays being a great day to be thirsty for cleanse, because of the fact that the weekend's coming and we kind of all tend to get invited to more things on the weekend. So anyway, just a thought, food for thought, whatever. Maintenance Monday, Wednesday cleanse day, Thursday. You know what? We should be cleansing. Somebody better be cleansing every day of the week. So we just honor all of you. You done a powerful message. Tomorrow I'll be sharing a message. And I think the flyer is ready to actually go out to all the Facebook groups today or tomorrow. I think the goal will be tomorrow during my call or before my call. And we have a little early bird special, which we've never done. And it's kind of fun. So we're going to put that out. And it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. So, guys, again, though, who was it that you thought of this morning when I asked you to take a breath, when the statement is that friends don't let friends not cleanse? There's a technology here that people must hear about. I feel it in a very deep way because of the blessing in my life, because of the blessing in thousands of people's lives that I have witnessed and continuing on. But it's such a small percentage. I want to repeat something Dave MacArthur said in closing, that Travis Garza, they've been crunching numbers at the corporate headquarters lately, about penetration into different markets. And I've always thought that the United States is the greatest market in the world. It makes us, it sets up a difference than any network marketing company in the world. Why? Because most companies don't, they can't grow and expand in their own market. So they go overseas, they go to China, they go to different places. They're done growing here. We've never been done growing here. And the penetration as of right now in the U.S., 0.05%. Really close to 1%. Super, super close. Oh, halfway to 1%. We're halfway to 1% penetration in the United States. So just breathe that in, thinking if you ever need to move somewhere because it might be better. No, there's not even a half a percent, half of 1% of the population. So just like mill that over and just see what's happening here. And it's a beautiful thing. And so yes, I'm super excited because I love how it makes me feel. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always showing up and being here for all of us. So let's take one more breath in. And just feel gratitude. What are you going to get clear on around today? What segment? Focus, focus, focus. You guys got this. Okay, I'm going to unmute. And don't forget, get on playing the Phil at the Pros call. Oh, my gosh, that call yesterday was just remarkable. Just remarkable. Ray Allen, that's a whole other subject. But thank you guys for who you are and what you're doing. And it matters. Everything matters. So here we go, guys. Hold on. All right, we are live. Let's do this. One, two, three.
Hi, Sabrina.